Hey, what's going on, everyone? It is Brian, and welcome to another episode of the Brian Kenny Podcast. I hope you're all doing really well. This episode is going to be all about how I was a hardcore hustler and have now done pretty much a complete 180 and started to take more time in my life to understand what is happening and also to make more educated decisions on my own future. So for those of you that know me, you probably know these things about me already. But for everybody else, let me paint a picture about how my life was or used to be. I completely believed in the Gary Vaynerchuk model. I think a lot of people are singing the same song where it's hustle, 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 work at 150% every single day, wake up as early as you can, and do not stop working until your eyes are bloodshot, you're really tired, and you get 3 or 4 hours of sleep, and you wake up and you do it all over again, and you constantly keep in this cycle of stress and tiredness and push, 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 and this is startup life. And I was a complete advocate of that as well. I believed in that fallacy. I believed in, you know, that you should, if you really are passionate about your company, that you should be doing these things. And only for the last, I would say, 4 weeks, I now have done a complete 180. And I think the title of this podcast is An Apology to All of the Hustlers. And what the apology is I would turn around to people and I would almost sing the same song to them and say, hey, if you're in a startup or if you believe in your business, you have to hustle, you have to go at 180%, don't stop, keep bulldozing down through everything. But what I've learned over the last 4 weeks, and I know it's a very short amount of time, but I feel like it's working for me so well that I have to create a podcast about it and I have to tell other people about my findings. So what I've started to do instead is I now work at about 80% capacity. So I go to the office at about 8 o'clock in the morning, but I'll actually leave at around 3:30 in the evening. And that has had in its own right an unreal change in my productivity and what I get done on a daily basis, in my meetings, in my awareness, in pretty much every aspect of my life. It's in a way almost trained my mind to say, you know what, I'm allowing 20% of all of my energy for just pure headspace. I'm not going to give all of myself to work, 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 work. I'm going to understand my body a little bit better. And I'm going to say, okay, you have 20% to think about things, to pontificate, to make decisions. And so leaving the office at 3:30 allows me to have time for many different things. But first of all, let me break it down into certain different points. First thing I've noticed by doing this is that there is a huge increase in the performance of my business at MiniCorp, which it took me a long time to get my head around how that's even possible or how that's happening. Because I always believe that it should be done the Brian Kenny way, or, you know, that other people can't do it the same way that I would like, and the silly idiosyncrasies of how I do things is what our clients like. And it was all complete bull. It was all complete wrong. It turns out that I was the bottleneck. I was the person that clients were getting annoyed and angry at because they would ask a question and they wouldn't get a response for a day or two because I was trying to deal with everything. And that was such a silly move on my behalf. And when you kind of, you know, bring yourself out of that situation and you look from the outside looking in, it makes a ton of sense. And from another point of view, by me working at 150% all of the time, I'm almost saying it's okay to the people in MiniCorp to work at that rate. Or not that I would ever expect them to work at that rate or to work at that level, that it's a positive thing, or it's something to be admired, or it's something that everybody should be aspiring to do. And it's so untrue. It's so untrue. And I should be the person who is setting the standard to everybody within the company of this is the way that I work and here's why. And to allow people to understand what the burnout is and how stress can hugely negatively impact not just your day-to-day job, but your overall ability to look into the future or to just take time to yourself, to allow yourself to be creative, to allow your imagination to prosper, and to give yourself and your body the mind or the space in order to assess everything that's going on and make great decisions on what you want to do, or let the creative juices flow. And so by doing this and by taking a step back and just operating at 80%, I've learned how to delegate better, and I've learned how to let go of the reins and stop being so silly about how I want everything to be done my way, or how I was holding on to everything for absolutely no reason than what feels like ego, if I'm completely honest. Like, I wanted to be the person who was running the ship. I wanted to be the person who was driving this business forward. And when you really think about it, if you take another step back, you're going, but that's just to feed your own ego, Brian. You want to be the person who's in power, and you want to be the person who is the CEO of the company. And that's just silly, because by enabling and by delegating to the other people within MiniCorp, it turns out that they're a lot better at jobs or certain jobs than I am. And they can, you know, actually, when it turns around and we start to talk with clients and things, the clients are reacting more favorably, because they're getting responses and they're getting emails and they're getting, you know, one-to-one conversations with people in MiniCorp. They're reacting far more favorably by having me step back than if I was to continue and keep the mantle. And another big thing is that there is this association between Brian Kenny and MiniCorp in clients' minds, that they would think if Brian Kenny is not handling personally their project, then they're being passed on to some second person within the company, and that they weren't getting the premier treatment, let's say, which is completely untrue, because actually by me personally handling it, they're not going to get as much attention or, you know, they're not going to get the same level or the same response rate by delegating and letting everybody within the company to really provide what is the ethos and the moral behind MiniCorp, to have this great experience for the clients, but also to build stellar, amazing, brilliant products. And so by enabling those people and delegating, it's had such a hugely positive impact on MiniCorp. And I want to say a huge thank you. I don't know if the guys in MiniCorp listen to this podcast. Hopefully they do. But I want to say a big thank you to everybody in MiniCorp over the last 4 weeks, because it's really opened my eyes and allowed me to have this headspace to think about things. And the things that I end up thinking about is, you know, the overall vision of MiniCorp. Like, where do we want MiniCorp to go, and what is possible, and you know, new ideas. Like right now in MiniCorp, we are building two new ideas that are our own ideas within the company. One is around a travel-orientated product where people are able to track and monitor and gamify their miles and kilometers traveled around the world. And another one is all around childminding and finding great people who can help to look after your kids when you're in work. And anyway, these two absolutely fantastic ideas. And the only reason that they have come to me is because I'm allowing myself that time and that headspace in order to think about these things. And they're like little epiphanies. They're like little light bulbs that go off in my head every now and again, going, why isn't that possible? Or why don't we do that? Or, you know, how do we make this happen? And having that headspace just allows all of that to happen. And I'm so, so over the moon and ecstatic that I have that now. And so it's overall becoming more healthy in my body and healthy in my mind. And things that I'm doing right now is I'm trying to do the daily meditation with the Headspace app. I don't know if you've ever used the Headspace app, but I would highly, highly recommend that you check it out. I, at the very beginning, had absolutely no idea how to meditate. Like, no clue. Beginner. Complete novice. But the way that the Headspace product is done, which we're doing a write-up on in MiniCorp at the moment, The way that the Headspace app is done is amazing. It starts you off at a very beginner level. The way that he walks you through the different elements of what you need to be doing during your meditation is perfect. And now I think I'm into my 30th session on Headspace. And it's so strange how you feel after you meditate. It feels like you're giving yourself more clarity, more focus, more ability to be self-aware as to what you want to accomplish. It allows me to own the day a little bit better. And just other aspects like that from Headspace has been really good. I would highly promote, especially in the world that we live in now, because there's bombardments of information coming at us 24/7. The serotonin is getting released all of the time from social media applications. And I think about where I was, let's say 2 months ago, where I would wake up in the morning, roll over, pick up my phone, check my emails, look at Twitter, look at Instagram, look at Facebook. And I would just be reacting to all of the different notifications that I've been given. And that's just madness. It's like Facebook and Twitter and email and everything has already owned my day before I've had the ability to set what I would like to accomplish out of the day. So when you really think about that from a meditation point of view, if you can set, and this is another thing that I do, I've talked about this in a previous episode, but something that I would highly recommend others to do is to set three to-do lists or three items from a personal perspective and three items from a business perspective that you would like to accomplish every day. So before I leave the house, before I check my phone, before I do anything, I always set three different items that I want to get done personally and three different items that I'd love to get done from a business perspective. And that allows me to say, like, I actually make them so simple to achieve. They're really small items, but it makes me feel like I can own the day, that I'm setting what I want to accomplish from the day, that I'm in control. And that impact over the last 4 weeks has been huge. Like, you're able to then draw the dots between where you are now and where you were 4 weeks ago and see a progressive improvement over those lines and to-dos and items that you've done. And so you feel like you're really starting to accomplish something more monolithic, more bigger than what those smaller items might be in a daily basis, because you're almost plotting the small strategic moves to the bigger item, which is really cool. The other thing that I do is I'm starting to read a lot more. So since January, I'm trying to get through a book every week. It's really turning out to be about a book every 2 weeks instead. But my Kindle is something that I've completely fallen in love with. I'm really thankful for, I can't remember who told me, but somebody said it's basically like feeding the muscle of your mind by reading. And I never really believed it before because, you know, I can read blog posts, I can watch YouTube videos. Is it not just all information going into my head? It absolutely isn't. Whatever happens in your mind when you're reading a story, your imagination tends to go crazy. You're trying to draw a picture of what the storyteller is telling you. You're trying to piece all the different parts of the story together. And it's just a really good educational experience. I think that I write emails better, that my English is better, my grammar is better. My imagination is on fire and my brain is just being fed by all of these books. So I'd really encourage people to start reading more. Next thing is that since I started to get more healthy in my mind, I've noticed that new ideas come to me a lot quicker than they did previously. Like even items like this podcast, I always struggled with creating a good routine of content. And this podcast has now been something that's been going from, I think, February this year. I know I've done a couple of episodes before this, but realistically, I've really started to push it since February this year. And it's increasing and increasing, and the growth is really, really motivating. But the growth is not the reason that I do it. The reason that I do it is that it allows me to, what's the best way of describing it? It allows me to pontificate or to deconstruct or make a story or make a plan out of all of these sporadic thoughts that are in my mind. and I start to really think about all of them, and I start to make a plan for all of them, it helps me to kind of to create more of a structure to my thoughts, I think. Other items that have happened is that the time that I spend with my family and kids has become far more, this is hard to think about. It's become, I wouldn't say, it's become more strong. And I know that sounds a little bit kind of wooey or something, but the quality of the time that I spend with Lily and Nina and Lee has increased in how present I am, I guess is a good way of describing it. Like, we don't just watch TV together and have a cuddle anymore. We do things. Like, we paint a car. We just got like a model car that we went to Dundrum and bought. You know, the ones where you glue them together and then you paint them with a small brush at the very end. And I think that these are the small memories that Lily will remember when she gets older. That painting that car cost all of like 10 euros versus some of her toys are just silly money. But I think that she will remember the car a lot more. She'll remember spending time together and the conversations that we have during painting that car is amazing. Like, she is such an amazing little girl. And Nina as well. Like, when you start to tickle her and everything, and her whole character, her whole personality is coming out at the moment. And I feel that if I don't have this quality time, this strong time with them right now, I'll miss out on so much. And so by taking my foot off the gas or taking my foot off the accelerator and having that 80% mentality towards work, I feel that the quality of the time that I'm having with my kids is stronger and is more real. And I have the energy in order to say, let's not just watch TV together. Let's go and do things together and be with each other. And then the next thing is with Lee, with my wife, the conversations or the strength in the conversations, we're having great conversations now. Like, it used to be that we would come home and we'd watch TV together. And of course we'd have many conversations, but you know, like switching off the TV and just having a great conversation. And it was me being not present or my mind thinking about work, or, you know, I would just go off in these tangents in my mind, thinking about all of these different sporadic thoughts. And through meditation and through all of these other items, I feel that I'm able to clear my mind quickly. I'm able to be present with the people that are around me. I'm able to have great conversations, meaningful conversations with the people that I love. And it's great. It's absolutely great. And I can't promote it enough. The other things are, so I'm challenging myself a lot more. So I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone, which anyone that knows me will know that I'm a huge advocate of. And the reason that I'm an advocate of it is I really don't think that you know yourself fully at any point. And the more that you challenge yourself or the more that you push yourself outside your comfort zone, the more that you learn a little bit more about yourself. And you learn about the things that you love and the things that you don't like so much. You learn about, you know, what makes yourself excited and what makes, you know, like I haven't gone snowboarding in ages and I'd love to go snowboarding again. Or there's so much to do in life that you should consistently challenge yourself, because I think every now and again you will be shocked at the things that you never knew that you loved. And so trying to do them or trying to discover them is a welcome new thing for me. And I guess it's all about being healthy, like being healthy enough to understand the advice and the information that's been given to you and the conversations that are being given to you. I look back now when I was operating at 150% and just being drained and hustle, hustle, hustle all the time. Somebody would come up and let's say we would have a conversation and I would probably listen to about 30 to 40% of what they said. And that's because my mind is just going off on tangents and I can't stay focused and I can't stay present in the conversation. And so the actual amount that I'm getting in or that I'm interpreting is so small. And I could be missing on some really good nuggets, some really good pieces of advice, or some really good conversations where I could help them or they could help me. And so training myself or educating myself to stay healthy and to listen and to be present is something that I can't wait to get better at, but I feel that I'm getting there piece by piece, and I would highly encourage other people to do it. And so I'm sorry to all of the people that I've told to hustle like crazy and to burn the candle at both ends. It's not worth it. From both a health point of view and also a productivity point of view, my company is operating better now that I'm taking my foot off the accelerator. I feel that my company will grow stronger now that I'm doing this. And my relationships and family and people that I care about in my life are benefiting hugely from this as well. So right now I see very little down points to it. I'm seeing a lot of positives to it, but hey, the minute that I find something else out, I will definitely do another podcast and let everybody know. So that is it for this episode. I hope that you all enjoy it very well. Enjoyed it. Other things to talk about are, so in the next couple of episodes, I think we're going to have some guests on the show. I'm not going to say who they are yet. It's going to be a surprise, but we've lined up some pretty amazing people that I can't wait to interview. And I think other people could benefit from not just listening to myself, but to listening to other stories from other people about their entrepreneurship journeys and things and pieces of advice that they would like to share. So I'm really excited for that. I would ask one favor, as I always do, and that would be to please give the show a like or a good rating, and also to promote it to other people. The reason that I do that is, or the reason that I ask for that, is that I would like for more people to discover the show, because I really feel that this information, and if you feel that this information is something that could benefit other people, I would like it to be able to reach other people. And you have the power to do that. You are the person that can give it that rating, which will then in turn tell iTunes or Google Play to promote the podcast or to put it up a little bit higher in the app stores or in the podcast stores. And I thank you. Thank you all for listening. And if there's areas of the show that could be improved, please let me know. I'm in no way emotionally going to be offended or anything if there is things that I'm getting wrong. I think that's one of the best ways that I can learn. So please let me know. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have an awesome day. I love you all.